Welcome back to Techonomics. This is my main gig hosting this show. I am Jason Middleton. The so-called gig economy is also referred to as independent work. Now, some like the lack of corporate hierarchy. Others are looking for happiness and better work-life balance. And some others, well, they're just looking for a gig or gigs, whatever keeps the lights on. And according to a recent reputable study from the McKinsey Global Institute, more and more Americans are going the route of independent work than previously thought. The future of work and the workplace was discussed earlier in this very show. That chat was about artificial intelligence and whether AI is going to take our jobs or create new ones. This discussion, coming next, is more about now. Who are the people looking for gigs now? And how many of us are seriously looking at shedding corporate shackles and becoming independent, self-employed contractors? Okay, here we go.
My name is Susan Lund. I'm a partner at McKinsey & Company and a leader of the McKinsey Global Institute.
Now, here on this show and everywhere else, we've been talking about the gig economy, people going out and finding independent work. The McKinsey Global Institute has a new research project out, and it's quite eye-opening, if you will. Susan, thanks for coming on, and I want to just give you like a carte blanche. What were the two-inch headlines coming out of here? Because there are more than a couple.
There are more than a couple. We undertook a comprehensive study looking both at existing data plus some new survey data that we obtained about how big is the gig economy and who's participating, why are they participating. And what we find is, first of all, that it's much bigger than most people have thought, up to 30% of the population, almost one in three people is participating in some form. We find that the vast majority of people are doing it out of choice. So it's not that they want a traditional job. This is a way they like the flexibility, control, and independence. But we also find that a majority of people participating in independent work are doing it for supplemental income. So this is not their full-time job. They've got something else that's their main focus, but they're doing this to pick up some extra income.
Let's stay with the tech, the enablers, if you will, the catalysts. So are independent workers relying more on technology? Now, I realize some sites you mentioned, like eBay and Etsy there, but there must be some other tech that can help them get a leg up on finding work.
There can be, but the interesting thing is that overall we find only 15% of independent workers are actually using a platform today. So when you think about the scope of everybody doing freelancing or contract work, I mean, this has existed for many, many years. And in fact, if you look 100 years ago, most people were self-employed. They didn't have one, you know, 9-to-5 job with an employer. So the new platforms are getting a lot of press, and they're growing, obviously, incredibly rapidly. Mm-hmm. Most of these didn't even exist 6 or 7 years ago.
Well, we've talked about the enabling part of it and the platforms that are available to us, our toolkit, if you will. There are four key segments of independent workers that came up in your studies. I'd like to zero in on casual earners. Can you help define casual earners first?
Yeah, so to better understand the independent workforce, we break it into four groups, as Jason has alluded to. Two of the groups are the people who are using this as supplemental income. The casual earners are the largest group. It's 40% or 27 million people in the U.S. are doing some kind of independent work, but they have a different primary activity. They may actually have a traditional job, or they may be retirees, they may be students, they may be caregivers. So this for them is just something they do on the side to earn some extra money, and they're doing it out of choice. They say they don't have to, but they like the money, or maybe they like the activity.
We're speaking with Susan Lund. She's with McKinsey Global. I encourage everybody to go to Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. We have a link to the PDF that shows all of the research that they have done on the independent workforce, the so-called gig economy, if you will. My last question for you, Susan, because I know we're running a little bit short on time, is what still needs to be done? It seems like regulation and courts are always a little bit behind. Are there policies that could be at play here to help us in this new economy?
Well, there's a lot that needs to be done, not only by policymakers, but by businesses, by individuals themselves. So on the policy front, the U.S. has historically provided benefits like health care and retirement through an employer. Well, when people are now working for themselves in the gig economy, that no longer applies. So we've got to rethink that. We also have to think about income security models like disability insurance or workman's compensation or paid leave? How does that get provided when you're working for yourself? But there's also a big opportunity here, and I'm going to speak to your audience out there in San Francisco. When you think about all the different services that could help people working in the gig economy. So, for instance, already there's an app that will allow Lyft drivers or Uber drivers to calculate their net earnings after gas and insurance and help them optimize which routes, which parts of the city, which times a day are they actually earning the most money. So I can imagine a whole ecosystem of different types of services catering to the needs of these people working for themselves. And maybe it's helping them file their taxes, get the licensing requirements done with that they need. It could be, for instance, like WeWork rents out office space and conference rooms to an independent worker who needs to hold a business meeting but is working out of their home. So I think there's a whole new array of opportunities for businesses to step in as well and make it much easier for people who want to be an independent worker and be their own boss to go out and do it.
Susan, thank you so much for your time. Great research. We'll have it up online.
Okay, terrific. Thank you.
That was Susan Lund. She's a lead researcher and partner at the McKinsey Global Institute. They have a rather massive study out on independent work, aka the gig economy. Only 15% of independent workers rely on digital platforms to get those gigs. That means plenty of market opportunity is left. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Techonomics. Frankly, we had too much show for this week, so we're going to put longer interview edits online. There are two sites for those links, and links that relate to our discussions around artificial intelligence, the new Trippy app, and the gig economy. You can check out facebook.com/techonomicsradio, or you can check out kgoradio.com/techonomics, or if you're feeling frisky, try both. The music played on Techonomics, close to our hearts, our weekly playlist, is also on the Facebook page. For executive producer Mike Anthony, for producer Liana Wilcox, and for all our guests, we hope you liked this week's show and that you'll come back next week or check us online. I am Jason Middleton. This is Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody.